Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Reformation Sunday! Hey, come on. See, I have my Martin Luther socks on. In 2017, it was the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. I had members of the congregation I was serving go, and they brought me back socks that say, Ich kann nicht anders, which is Luther's, I can do no other. Here I stand. So here I am standing in my Luther socks. But what is it that we're celebrating today? Are we celebrating Martin Luther as he nailed a series of debate topics on the public bulletin board? Are we celebrating the advent of the printing press and the fact that that printing press probably saved Martin Luther's life? Are we celebrating the punch in the nose that the Roman Catholic Church took at the time? What is it that we are celebrating? And also, what's the difference between Reformation and Revolution? You see, there were church leaders at the same time that Martin Luther was living and teaching who wanted revolution. They wanted to destroy the Roman Catholic Church. That is revolution. Now, Luther knew the power and the beauty that the church had, but he also saw the need for change, a need to reform. For Luther, it wasn't that the church was evil, but there were places where it was mistaken. You see, the truth is also that Luther saw the need for us all to reform our lives and our living. We need to let go of our need to be in control of our destiny and instead to trust that God's love is sufficient. We get to be inspired by the life and the love that Jesus shared, and then we go into the world sharing that truth every day. You see, the need for us to reform our lives and our living has been there from the very beginning. And today, in our reading from Jeremiah, we hear Jeremiah proclaiming a message from God that promises a new covenant, a new opportunity, a new possibility for all of us. Jeremiah's message tells a truth, and that truth is that we broke the old covenant. We break it all the time. Our sinful human nature keeps us from ever really, truly honoring that covenant. We rebel. We put all sorts of things where God belongs in our lives, most especially ourselves. God knows that this is true. God knows our weakness, our slavery to sin, and God still loves us and promises a new covenant, now written on our hearts, now founded on the love that only God can give. This covenant has as its foundation the fact that God will forgive our iniquity and remember our sin no more. This is the power of grace promised by our ever faithful God. Now, Jeremiah was a prophet right before the exile happened, when Judah as a people were ignoring their relationship with God. And even then, God was promising a new covenant, a new possibility that depended on God's love and faithfulness and not on our ability to follow the law. And so then again, in today's gospel reading, Jesus speaks to a crowd and tells them that the truth will make them free. What truth? See, that's what those Jews that Jesus was speaking to want to know. And Jesus tells them a truth. Jesus tells them a truth that they are slaves to sin. Now, that isn't very flattering. It's hard to hear, even harder to accept, but it is still truth. But that truth isn't the one that sets you free. That truth shows us to be chained and trapped, imprisoned by our selfish ways. The truth that sets us free is the truth of God's love in Jesus. It's the fact that God loves us anyway that sets us free. It is the truth that God's love comes to us as a gift, unearned, that sets us free. But what freedom is that? This freedom that we receive from the love of God is a freedom from our sinfulness and guilt. God sees us all through the lens of Jesus, our Savior. We are free, free from guilt and free from shame. But this is also a freedom for. We are freed for the sake of loving our neighbors. We are freed for the sake of caring and trying. We are even freed to fail. We are freed to live lives at the same time we're trying to reform those lives by the means of the gospel. We are free because of the love of God that is ours in Jesus our Lord. A reading from Romans reminds us that we need to reform our lives. Because if we live under the law, we are guilty and imprisoned. If we think that we can keep the law completely, we are mistaken and pitiable. The truth that Paul tells us once again is that we all sin and God justifies us. All of us are sinners. No one is better than any other. What gives us hope is the death and resurrection of Jesus that saves us from our sin and gives us another chance and another chance and another chance. We are saved as a gift from God so that we can share that gift with everyone we meet. God has a vision of the world where forgiveness, life, and salvation will be available for everyone to feel and to know. God has a vision of the world where God's children feel that love and then share that love inspired by the life that Jesus has shown us. The amazing good news that I get to share is that by the grace and gift of God, we get to go into that world with a hope founded in Jesus. And we get to make that vision of God's into our mission every day. We will fail a lot. God knows this. God loves us. God forgives us in Jesus Christ. God wants to work with us, to stand beside us, to guide us, strengthen us, and provide hope and comfort and peace. That is the good news we get to live every day. When we fail, we get to reform. When we fail, the word of God to us is forgiveness and encouragement to try again. As we live as children of God and as followers of Jesus, we get to share the amazing love, the new covenant that God has written in our hearts. In his life and ministry, Luther was not trying to start a revolution, but was rather leading us all to reform our lives in line with the grace of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Luther knew that we are guilty, but that God justifies us by his grace through the faith of Jesus Christ and through our faith in Jesus Christ. As we celebrate the Reformation, may we discover new and appropriate ways to reform our lives so that we might reflect the light of Christ and share the love of God always. Amen.